We're visiting with Emporia High coach Keaton Tull here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, another loss on the year, but you mentioned to us on Saturday morning sports talk about all the positives. Maybe kind of revisit some of those positives that you saw from Friday night's game.
You know, I think we definitely had our chances. You know, I think schematically our guys picked up what we tried to do against Manhattan quick. We just, we got to do a better job executing. In the end, our guys didn't quit and they played all the way through the last whistle, and that was good to see.
And I asked you this as well on Saturday about Sheldon gaining some reps, even though the second half was a running clock. Did he have some more questions to ask you guys as you head this week into practice?
You know, not a ton. You know, he's getting better with every rep, and that's what we'd like to see. You know, he works really hard at what he does. He wants to perfect his craft. It just takes a little bit of time, so... You know, we're confident in him. Our guys are confident in him. So that's what, we're looking forward to. He's that type of kid who wants to get better. You know, he's going to keep his head up, good or bad, all the time. So we're looking forward to how he's going to progress throughout the season.
Yeah, and I arguably that's one of the better teams in the state that you saw. And but you guys rose up to the challenge. And like you mentioned, going wire to wire with them, even though the score didn't dictate the outcome.
Yeah, for sure. You know, they are a great team. It'll be fun to see how far, a Centennial League like that can go in 6A. But that's exactly right. You know, we look forward to playing teams like that because, if we want to get to that level, those are teams we're going to have to play, going to have to beat someday. So, we're always up for that challenge.
And a month has changed the calendar. And now this is kind of like where it all comes down for real with three more regular season games, two in the Centennial League still. But jumping out of Centennial League play this week to face a Wichita East team who Emporia High has not seen since 1997. But what do you know about the Blue Aces? I know they are another talented football team.
Yeah, they really are. They've got a lot of good speed. They move the ball well. They'll be similar kind of schematically to what we do offensively and defensively, which is nice. It's going to take one of our great efforts for sure. Have to come out, give it our best, great effort across the board. And, if we do those things, though, I think we'd be pretty successful.
I've talked about this on the air. The first three games of the season were against 5A's for you guys and the last five against 6A's. How do you feel like these final five games of the season against 6A is going to help you prevail when you get to that week 9 matchup?
I think it's huge. It's one thing we tell our guys all the time. We can't control who we play, so we're not going to worry about schedule. We're going to get better. We're going to scheme to who we've got to play and, continue to work on those things. So I think it's huge. I know it's very similar to some other schools around who schedule some other big schools and play them. And in the end, it just helps them. So that's really what we're looking forward to.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck this Friday and another home game. So it's got to feel pretty good too.
Yeah, for sure. We love playing at home in front of our home fans.
Well, Coach, again, appreciate the time. Best of luck this week against Wichita East, and we'll look forward to chatting with you again next week.
Sounds good. Appreciate it.
That's Emporia High Coach Keaton Tull joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by NextSec Wireless and Miller Granite on KVOE, live and local.